For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. From Ohio to Montana, catastrophic train derailments have brought chaos to rural communities, leading Congress to re-examine rail safety. Urban Institute researcher Andrew Nod says rural train derailments typically cost more to clean up and repair, and those communities have fewer resources, especially for prevention.
The odds of a quality inspection to catch issues with rail lines are just that much lower for these communities.
Last February, a derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, spilled dangerous chemicals into the water and toxic fires forced evacuations. Junaid says rail companies are not required to provide communities with details about what's in a derailed train, which can be worrying for a rural volunteer fire department.
They're going to have to be punching well above their weight in order to respond effectively. That advance notice is really vital.
One proposed law would force railroads to provide information about hazardous shipments. Short on prison guards, Texas is using a new method to recruit staff. Anya Slepian explains.
Nearly a third of corrections positions in Texas prisons are vacant. So the Department of Criminal Justice is now recruiting high school students from corrections and police career programs. Jordan Huebner teaches high school in rural Walker County, home to 7 prisons and the department's headquarters. She says at least 10% of her students will work in corrections at some point.
Corrections is a big pathway that we're showcasing to them, since that is something that they can go to as soon as they graduate.
The U.S. has more than 2,500 high school law enforcement career programs. Eastern Kentucky University professor Judah Shept says it's not always an easy career path.
People who work in prisons have higher rates of alcoholism, addiction, intimate partner violence, mental health problems, physical health problems.
I'm Anya Slepian.
LGBTQ folks often find kinship in local bars and clubs, but there's a new emphasis on getting into the great outdoors. The Queer Bike Brigade is a cycling group in rural Montezuma County, Colorado. Co-founder Clara Moulton says it's about biking, but also creating an inclusive, supportive network.
We wanted the ride part, but we also wanted the social networking thing, because it's rural out here, and there's a lot more queer folks than there used to be, but there's still not a lot of queer folks.
Moulton's group helps LGBTQ people feel less vulnerable in outdoor spaces.
Creating the opportunity to feel safety in numbers is huge, and then also getting others used to seeing people that don't look like them in outdoor spaces and being okay with it.
About 3 million LGBTQ folks live in rural America. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.